This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team to verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected with Visa. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
You just phoned me, somebody else, and you explained that somebody's trying to get some money out of my account.
Okay, and when did you receive that call?
Just now, literally, before I phoned back.
Let me check it. Can you please help me with your name, your first and your last name, ma'am?
Sorry?
Help me with your name.
Maureen Simpson.
Maureen Mrs. Simpson. Okay, just down the line, Mrs. Simpson. Okay, Maureen, I can see there's a charges for the amount of £8.99 for Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Is that made by you?
Yes, that's right.
And there is one more payment that is being transferred to China through Western Union.
No, that's nothing to do with me whatsoever.
You never made any kind of payment or transfer?
No.
Okay. Let me see. When was the last time you have used your debit card, Mr. Simpson?
I'm just trying to think, actually.
Take your time. Because we have found that there are multiple attempts that we have noticed on your account, you know.
A few days ago, actually, when I did an online shop.
Okay.
We asked them.
Okay. And can you please double check, Mr. Simpson, whether you have your debit card with you or not, just to make sure it's not lost. Can you be handy with that? Can you check it and let me know?
Just 2 seconds while I look.
Take your time, man.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I've still got it.
You got it, okay. And you told me you have used your card like few days ago, right? For the online shopping. And do you remember which website you have used your card, ma'am? Like it was, is it Amazon, eBay, or any other website?
No, it was Asda, online shopping.
Okay. Just stay on the line, okay? I'm just putting your call on mute for next 2 to 3 minutes, okay? While I'm just taking the notes of the charge. Just stay on the line.
He's trying to get my £100 out of me.
And are you the only person, Mrs. Simpson, who has the access of your account on your card, or is there anybody else also using your account?
Just me.
Okay.
This is happening a lot just lately.
I'm so sorry. What did you say, ma'am?
I said it's happening a lot just lately. I haven't long changed my card again. Because it happened.
Don't worry. Let me check in what we can do, okay? I will definitely suggest it a better way, okay? Just stay on the line. Just give me a few minutes.
I'm not going to.
Please stay on the line while I go ahead and, you know, put a red flag on the charges, and then I will also get you connected to the anti-fraud department of your bank so that they can go ahead and remove those charges, okay?
Right.
And just end the line. Just give me a few minutes. And look at the back of your debit card. Do you see there is a customer service number, a telephone number starting with 0345? What number do you see? Can you confirm me the company's number?
Hold on 1 second while I have a look.
Take your time.
Where am I looking for?
At the back of your debit card, do you see any number starting with 0345? What number do you see?
No, nothing like that.
Any telephone number?
No.
You are looking at...
Well, I can't see one. Just hang on a minute. Let me get my glasses, because I can't
see. Yeah, because it's very tiny, you know? It's within a tiny word. At the back of your card, where you see your signature panel, you see the NPA. What number do you see?
I'm just looking. I can't see a number, to be quite honest. It's very small writing.
It's a very tiny, you know. It will be very, maybe at the very bottom, right, left side, or at the very top, left, right side. That says customer inquiry or customer service number.
Yes, I know where to hang on.
Take your time, ma'am. Take your time.
I can't see a number. I still can't see one. Hang on a minute.
Take your time, ma'am. No need to worry. Take your time. I'm here.
No, there's not a phone number on the back of it at all.
What do you see at the back of your car? Just let me know. I will guide you.
Hang on. Throughout me with the rough looking, see if he can find it.
Okay.
Right. On the back of the card.
You see your signature panel. You see your signature panel?
Yes, I've got a signature panel. All that's next to that is the number. The security number.
No, not that one. You will see there is something written on the card. Do you see anything written on the card? Like a paragraph or something?
No.
What do you see? There will be a customer inquiry or like a customer service number. Just have a look. You will find it. Take your time.
Can't see it. There's not a phone number at all. There's not a customer inquiry number on it.
You don't see that? Do you see the 6-digit sort code? Do you see that? The 6-digit sort code?
Yes, I've got that.
Help me with that.
Sorry?
What do you see? What is the sort code do you see?
I'm assuming I'm not give any numbers over the phone if you don't mind.
Well, you're not giving any information. It is a sort code so that I can verify that I'm talking to the right person, ma'am, because you're not able to find the numbers as well, okay? That is the reason.
I'm going into town tomorrow. I'll go into the bank if you don't mind. I'm sorry, but I don't have people over the phone.
But till that time, ma'am, it will happen that you will lose your funds. And once your money is deducted, bank and Visa, we will not be responsible for any kind of refund in the future, you know? So that is the main reason. That is the reason why I'm trying to help you to get you connected to the anti-fraud department so that they can quickly go ahead and
well,
help
can't you,
you
just
know?
Put me, can't you just put me through to them anyway? The last time it happened,
is,
they did.
That is what I'm trying to help you to verify
yes,
that I'm
but, no, no, listen. The last time this happened, which has only been a couple of months ago,
okay.
They put me straight through. I didn't have any of this problem having to go number or anything. They just put me straight through to the thing.
Now, let me ask you, ma'am. You are telling me the right thing, but for that I need to verify who you are and from which branch you have the account with. Because short code is something which is the physical address of your branch, okay? So which we can verify that you are the current and the primary
right.
user of the account.
I'll give you the short code, but I'm not giving you anything else.
No, no, I don't need your card number.
Right, fine. Hang on. It's 090127.
Can you please repeat that one more time?
090127.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Please just stay on the line, okay?
Right.
And you don't see any kind of a customer service number at the
no,
back of
can't,
your...
No, can't see any number whatsoever.
That's strange, you know, because there is a number for your Santander customer service, you know, at the back.
No.
This is today, let me check. Okay. And do you see any number at the back that says 0333, any number
no,
like
no,
that?
No, 033, no, there's nothing like that.
Or 800 number, of plus
no.
44.
No. It's a different card to what I'm used to have, to be quite honest.
What kind of card is that?
Well, one side of it, there's nothing on it except debit. That's literally
okay.
what's wrote on it. And then
okay.
at the back of it, it's a massive, everything else is all on the back. Whereas before, you used to get your number at the beginning on one side.
Okay.
And then
you see there's a black panel, like a black line or black
yeah.
panel over there?
Yeah.
Just below that, you will see the number, ma'am. It is written in very tiny, you know?
It is very tiny, and I can't see it. I'm sorry, I just can't make it out.
But you need to limit, you know, you need to try, you know, that's how we can help you, you know.
Oh, 2 seconds. Let me just get to the window so I can get some
Thank
light
so
on
much,
it.
Ma'am. Take your time.
And there's no number, it just has authorised signature, not valid, unless signed.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yeah, all it says there is, authorized signature not valid unless signed. There's no phone number or anything.
Let me check what I can do. Okay, just stay on the line. Just give me 1 minute, ma'am. Because the thing which you are telling me is quite strange for me, you know. Because usually there is a customer service number, you know, on every card, you know, through which we can help you to get you connected with the anti-fraud department.
Yeah, but I can't understand why you can't do that anyway, because I said last time they just went straight through to it.
Okay, let me try to do that for you, okay? Just stay on the line, okay? Because you know why we are unable to do that right now? Because right now it's a identity theft which has happened internationally, because this is a foreign charge that has gone through from your account, right? So that is the problem. So just give me a moment. Let me get you connected to the anti-fraud department of your Santander Bank, okay?
Right. Thank you.
Connected with me. You're welcome.
This is a different card than I've worn before. Yes, I know, but it's ain't got no number on. Bring one on.
Telephone banking is now easier to use. You can use your voice to hear your balance, recent transactions, transfer money, or pay someone you've paid before. To verify your identity, please call from the phone number you have registered with us. If you're not calling from that number today, we recommend that you hang up and call back from your registered phone, preferably a mobile.
Thank you for staying connected, ma'am. I think we got disconnected again. Did you press any button or something?
No, I haven't pressed anything.
I think they got disconnected. Let me get you connected again, okay?
Right.
Stay on the line.
Telephone banking is now easier to use. You can use your voice to hear your balance, recent transactions, transfer money, or pay someone you've paid before. To verify your identity, please call from the phone number you have registered with us. If you're not calling from that number today, we recommend that you hang up and call back from your registered phone, preferably a mobile.
Why am I supposed to be calling?
Our online and mobile banking services cover the majority of your banking needs, and you can now report your card lost or stolen and request a reissue on our mobile app. For an assisted online experience, you can use our web chat service. You will find this on the mobile app or by logging on to online banking. Between the hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, we also have more colleagues available on chat to support and complete your banking needs. Please say or key in your personal ID or card number. Let's try again. Please say or key in your personal ID or card number.
Card number 5356-6675-03-02-38-2786.
So that we can help you, I'm just going to ask you to say a couple of things. Please tell me your date of birth and postcode.
12/7/48, and it's CB11 4QD.
I didn't quite catch all of that. Please tell me your date of birth.
12/7/1948.
I didn't quite catch all of that. Please tell me your postcode.
CB11 4QD.
So I can get you to the right place. Please say the reason for your call.
You phoned me.
Okay, a balance. What's the account type? For example, the current account.
Fraud.
Please say the account type.
Current.
Okay. To access our services more quickly, please make sure you are calling from your registered phone number, preferably a mobile, or speak to our team to ensure we have your current telephone number. This will also allow you to use your voice as your password. I'll just put you through to someone who can help you. Calls may be recorded or monitored and used to confirm details of our conversation. We'll now play music so you know we're still connected. If you prefer...
Thank you for calling Santander. My name is Roy. How can I help you today?
Somebody has phoned me saying that somebody's trying to access money from my bank. They're supposed to be putting me through to the fraud department. That's all I know.
All right, ma'am. I will be the happiest person to assist you today. Can you please confirm me with your first and your last name?
Mrs. Maureen Simpson.
All right, Miss Simpson. Just a moment. Now, Mrs. Simpson, confirm your 16-digit debit card number or your account number.
Oh, account number. Sorry, 8-4-5-1-9-0-7-0.
8-4-5-1-8-9-7-0, correct?
8-4-5-1-9-0-7-0.
All right. Now, in order for me to verify, I'm talking with the account holder. Please tell me that are you calling us today from your registered phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just allow me a moment. Let me check what's going on. All right, Mrs. Simpson, I have your account with me in front of. I have your account in front of me. Tell me the reason for your call today.
Somebody's phoned me and told me somebody's trying to get £900 or near enough to the port over probably China.
All right, ma'am. Well, it's too bad. I'm so sorry about it. Just give me a moment. Let me check. Well, yeah, there is two transactions placed today, and both the transactions are made online. So, you have anything to say about it?
No, I haven't done any online at all whatsoever. Not today. Haven't done any online.
Okay, I will go ahead and block the charges. And, ma'am, can you tell me, when did you log into your internet banking?
Say that again. When I did what?
Well,
sorry, it's a bit deaf, so you're going to have to speak maybe clear, else I won't understand what you're saying. Sorry.
I'm so sorry about that. All right, now, Mrs. Sampson, can you tell me, when did you log into your internet banking by yourself?
Last time it'd be either Saturday, I think. That was just to check on the account to make sure what was in there, that's all. I didn't do anything.
Well, what you're saying, ma'am, that you have not logged in about 5 minutes ago?
No.
Oh, well, ma'am, I see there are quite charges. There are quite login attempts in a mobile app. There is a login been made on a mobile app.
No, I don't use a mobile app. I don't understand them for a start, so I don't use it. All I use my mobile for is to phone or text.
Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Simpson, just allow me a moment. I need to freeze down the account, first of all, because this doesn't seem right to me. There is lots of discrepancy has been noted down, and it seems like a data security breach. So I need to run security checkup. Now, can you tell me how many accounts you are holding with us at this moment?
The current account and then an ISA. That's it.
Okay. That means you are having two accounts. But I see you are having three accounts. You are also having a credit card account with us?
No.
You have not?
No, I haven't got a credit card account.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there is a credit card account linked up to this account.
No, I haven't got a credit card.
That's right. Holy mess. Well, tell me, is anybody else having the access for your...
No, nobody else uses it at all. Nobody else. Nobody even touches my card.
I'm so sorry for that. Well, can you tell me, do you remember how much could be your available balance in your current account on an average approximately?
Around about 700. Might be a bit more than that, actually.
About £700. In it?
Sorry?
It should be around £700.
Round about that on the current account. It might be a bit more than that, actually.
All right, I'll check everything. Now, tell me, do you remember the ISA that you're currently having? How much it's worth of?
How much I've got in the ISA? Is that
what
you have? 3,100, I think.
3,100, correct? All right, ma'am. Just allow me a moment. I'll clear these things out. I need to speak with the fraud prevention team, as this is a matter of identity theft and financial fraud committed on a customer's account. So this is also indicating an international involvement. It's also indicating an international money laundering involvement. So according to the banking law, I have to register a complaint on behalf of you.
Right.
To investigate on it. Okay, so do you allow the Santander, do you give the permission to the Santander to act on your behalf and register a legal complaint?
Right, yes.
Thank you. Just allow me a moment, ma'am. Let me forward all the necessary information to my higher authority. Wait a moment, please. Can you hold on if you don't mind?
Yes, I can for a little while, yes. I am due out in 10 minutes, so sorry.
I'm really sorry for that inconvenience, Mr. Simpson. I'll try my best. Just allow me a moment. I need to send a couple of emails to the account closure team as well as to the... I need to send a few emails to the fraud prevention team and all.
Right, so carry on, man. Carry on.
Allow me a few minutes, I'll get back to you.
It's international fraud. This is ridiculous.
It
is also, actually, when I buy books from Amazon, because I've done that over the weekend. In fact, I did some of that last night.
What,
a
book?
Mm-hmm.
A poem? You won't know the green name, though, it's paid up.
Thank you for holding the line. Really appreciate your patience. You there, Mr. Sampson? Are you there, Mr. Sampson? Are you there, ma'am? Are you there, Mr. Sampson? Mr. Sampson? You still there? Hello? Hello? Mr. Simpson? Hello? 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 Simpson, am I audible to you? Mrs. Simpson, am I audible to you? If you're there, please answer. Mrs. Simpson?
Hello? Yes?
I've been calling you quite a while.
I can hardly hear what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Am I audible to you now? Is it better?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I have a few questions before we can proceed further. Can you tell me that at this moment, are you dealing with any other financial institution except us for any of your financial belongings? It could be your credit card, your debit card, your current account, savings account, investments, any?
No. No.
Financial activity, are you currently dealing with any other financial institution?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. And at the moment, which device do you usually use for the internet banking, ma'am? Which device do you use for the internet banking?
Which
device, ma'am?
Oh, which device? My laptop.
A laptop. All right. Well, as I can see that there is four devices registered on our system. So I'm removing the other devices which are here. I'll just confirm here. One is a Dell laptop, one is a desktop, one is a iPad, one is a it's an Android phone. So have you logged into the Android phone by any chance?
No, don't use. All I use my phone for is phone or text. I don't use anything else on it because I don't understand it. So I don't use it.
Okay. And are you having any credit card at this moment?
I haven't got a credit card, no.
Okay, not with us, not from anywhere else. Am I correct?
Years ago, yes, but not with you, no.
And are you having any accounts with your husband jointly at this moment?
No.
You don't? Not a problem at all? Just let me look what we can do here. Allow me a moment, please.
Hand me the toolbox just for a minute.
Well, Mrs. Simpson, what I will do is right now, I'll just going ahead and registering a complaint on behalf of you, and I will give you a call back. I'll give you a call back in about 30 to 40 minutes.
I won't be here. I keep trying to tell you this. I'm going out, so I'm not going to be here. I've got a funeral to go to. I can't hang about. I'm sorry.
And
this is taking a hell of a long time compared to the last time this happened a couple of months ago. They just put this through to the board and sorted it straight away.
The thing is that, ma'am, this is not a usual fraud which is committed from your account. This is not unusual fraud. This is a very unusual as because it's involved the international traffic. Involves the international affair. This is a complicated case. So
right.
That's why. Can you tell me what time will you be back?
Sorry?
What time will you be back by from the premier?
About 4 o'clock. At 4.
All right, ma'am. Well, what I'm doing is that right now. I'm doing all the required formalities which are required to be done from our end to go ahead and proceed this investigation. So I'll just go ahead and do it, and I will arrange you a call back by 4:30. How's that sound?
Right. Yeah. Well, I've been stopped the account.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. You don't worry.
Right,
that's fine,
as long as it stops so they can't take any more out of it or whatever.
Absolutely. Don't you worry about it. They are there to get this thing shorted. All right. We're going to call you at 4:30. Because
yes, please.
I'll let you know what has to be done then.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Speak to you about before then.
Bye.
Bye.